Hi, everyone. This is Addison Berry, and you're listening to the Osseo Labs podcast, the show that explores the question, how can we create sustainable businesses that care for people and make the world a better place? On today's episode, I'm joined by my colleagues Amber Matz and Blake Hall. This is episode number 7, looking at the question, what is leadership? The word leadership is thrown around a lot. We've been talking about it a fair amount on this podcast as well. It sort of keeps coming up when you talk about business. But what does that actually mean to people? For a lot of people, it means a formal position or a title. And from my perspective, that's dead wrong. That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with leadership. We're going to look at what leadership means to a couple people from our company who have different roles and different experiences with leadership and management and the like. So let's start with the fundamental question of what is leadership to you, the two of you, at least? Like, what does that word mean to you? Go for it. The silence is deafening.
The opposite of what we're doing right now. That's my definition.
Listening to others, waiting for someone else to take data.
Yeah, exactly. I probably would have had a different definition a few days ago, but I cheated because I knew this podcast was coming up and I started reading Brené Brown's Dare to Lead this weekend. So that's like front of mind for me. And I love the definition she uses in that book. So I'm going to cheat and use that. She says it's anybody who takes responsibility for finding potential in people or processes and has the courage to develop that potential. And I think that's a little different than, like, a while ago we talked about Abby Wambach's book, Wolfpack, and she sort of has a slightly different definition, but I think it still fits in the spirit of this. And I like the idea that she centers leadership around both people and ideas. And I think they're both important because you can be a leader of people or you can be, you know, a thought leader, as hokey as that term sounds. But I think they're both the people that do a good job of developing and shepherding along either people or ideas are the people that I kind of look at as leaders. It's somebody that cares about not just the results, but like the actual process and how you go about making a difference.
That's really interesting. I think I've been conflating leadership with two things, managing and herding cats, and cats being a metaphor for people online specifically, where you're just kind of out there trying to facilitate something, whether that's a discussion or a meeting or a task, resolving an issue, you know, in the open source world or whatever. And you're putting yourself out there, you're trying to facilitate some sort of moving something forward, and you're trying to encourage participation, and you're trying to provide a space that's welcoming to others to participate in whatever process you're trying to facilitate. So that's kind of how my sense of leadership has changed. I think I used to think of it in more terms like the quotes you just mentioned. And I've just gotten a lot more pragmatic about it over the years. And it's less romantic. It's very practical. And so that's kind of why I don't think of leadership so much anymore. Like, I don't think of it in sort of these maybe grander aspirational terms, because it just feels like a task. It just feels like, yeah, I need to do this. I need to facilitate this. I need to manage this process or this set of tasks or whatever. And so maybe that's not leadership. Maybe that's just management and herding cats. So maybe that's why I'm confused about my own identity as a leader. Maybe I have the wrong definition. Maybe I'm thinking about it not necessarily the wrong way, but maybe not in a complete way.
Yeah.
I actually think that's a much more mature view of it, to be honest. I think I have a young daughter, and I think when she thinks about leadership, it's probably more traditional, like, who are the people in charge,
Authority.
authority,
Right.
right? And I think historically that has tended to be sort of like a, you either have the traits of a leader or you don't, and it's something that's like innate in your personal character. And I think the reality is that it's that real leadership is actually much more a learned skill and something based in practical application and hard work and difficult conversations and all of the messiness that needs to happen to make progress. So I think thinking of leadership that way is actually more realistic and healthier than any other type of view of it as being like an authority figure.
Yeah, well,
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, it's an interesting question of the difference between leadership and management. And those terms are used completely interchangeably in our society. And very often are purposely conflated. And again, always often linked to this concept of authority versus somebody earning leadership or somebody just being a leader, whether or not anybody has given them the authority to do so. I think for me, the way I look at leadership is when I'm looking at someone else, not myself in that role, but when I look to other people that I look to as leaders, I think of people who I respect, who have earned my respect, and therefore I am influenced by them. I've sort of given them the right to influence me. And so I guess it's funny going into this, I was thinking, like, what is my definition of leadership? And I was thinking about, like, and I'm like, wait, some people think of me as a leader. So what does that mean from my perspective in that role? And I guess from that perspective, from me being a leader, my job is to earn respect. And there are different ways that I am a leader, and there are certainly ways that I am not a leader. And I think that leadership within our team changes continually based on knowledge, experience, skills. Like, who do I trust? Who do I trust in this moment for this conversation? And what needs to happen, and whose influence weighs most heavily on me in terms of moving forward. And because I'm in a management role, many people default to looking to me to provide that. And I kind of get a free pass for people to assume that I have that power. But like the truth of that at the end of the day, depending on like in a team call, when we're talking about a particular topic, I mean, Joe might be the leader. Amber might be the leader. Really the person who is really familiar with what's happening and really has the ideas. And that I'm like, yes, what they're saying rings true for me. And I want to support them doing this thing because I believe in it. So I guess for me, that's what leadership is. And it's less about management, it's less about getting tasks done. I think people can be inspirational and cultivate ideas in people, but they may not be very good managers. They may not be good task people. They may not be good cat herders even, right? But a good leader will get those people, will have those people to help execute the things that need to happen instead of trying to do it all themselves. And so it's interesting, Amber, you're talking about like doing cat herding, and like looking at sort of your role, sort of trying to manage things. How do you look at other people that you look to as leaders? Like, what is it about them that makes you feel like they are a leader to you, at least?
I look for people who can discern the truth in a situation. So that's what I'm looking for. If I'm looking up to someone, I'm sensing that they know the truth about the situation and they're telling the truth about the situation. They're privy to something, some information, or they have access to people that gives them the perspective that they need. And I have some trust in them to lead, right? So that's what I look for is people who can discern the truth about the reality of the situation. And most of the time I feel like I can manage my responsibilities and myself. But there are certain complicated situations, you know, whether that's in the world at large or in my job or whatever it is I'm involved with, where I recognize I don't have all of the information. I don't have access to the people. You know, I don't have that. And so that's what I look for in a leader, is someone who is telling the truth about the reality of a given topic or situation, and who's telling it, who's telling that truth.
I feel like, just from this conversation, I mean, leadership is about trust,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can't make people trust you. So, and there's this thing. So there's authority, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do what the authority figure says, because if I don't, I'm likely to be punished, or there's some other negative consequence to me not doing that. Versus, here's somebody that I trust, and I'm going to do what they say because I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is going to be a good thing for me and whoever else is involved. And so there's like two distinctly different paths for compliance or, you know, following.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders can't, from my perspective of it, you can't become a leader. You can't make yourself be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is do what you do, and then people will follow you or they will not. They're either going to believe you and trust you or not.
And I think that's what's challenging for me. We've been working for this company, you know, we're distributed, we've been working from home. The work that I do in the open source space is all online. And I agree with you completely. Like, your how you are a leader is determined by who you're influencing and who's following you. And it's really hard to see that in the online space when you're in an online community. And I feel like I have a few people that I interact with, and I consider them more colleagues. I have no idea who I'm influencing, who's making a choice based on something that I've said or done in the online space. I have no feedback. And it's such a different situation from when I was younger. You know, 20 years ago, I'm, you know, in a group, and I'm leading some youth, and they're like literally in front of me looking up, looking to me. Like, I can see their faces. They're literally physically there looking to me for, you know, direction. And it's such a different situation now, you know, 20 years later, and having spent the last 10 or 15 years of that mostly online. And so I think that's why my definition or how I think of myself as a leader has changed. I have a hard time thinking of myself as a leader because of that, because it's hard for me to know if I'm influencing anyone or to what degree, or if I'm being effective or not. And so it's kind of this lack of a feedback loop, you know, that I think inhibits my personal development as a leader, or inhibits me from even thinking of myself as a leader or working on that, because there's this lack of feedback. And so I guess I could seek that out. I guess I could be more intentional about that, but I haven't been, you know? And so that's why I think of it in really like kind of practical terms, you know, manage in a more of a management sense.
Because that, again, it's like this stated thing. And like, if you're leading a group and you've been told you're the leader of the group, and the group has been told you are the leader of the group,
then you are.
Then you are, right? But again, that's getting back to authority. Everybody's been told that this is a situation. So yeah, it's interesting like that, because it's funny you say, like, I don't know who I'm influencing or how much or if I'm influencing anybody. And I guess for me, I feel like we all influence people around us every day. You cannot interact in the world without having an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that gets lost very easily. So I guess I just view this as a thing that's always happening. But I also get that feedback loop thing is difficult, because you're like, well, I don't know. I mean, then this gets to like, if you are not a leader, does that change how you behave in a group? So at work, I am an authority figure and I try to also be a leader. And so that's very much a role I feel the presence of when I'm put my work pants on. And then in other aspects of my life, it's like, well, I mean, am I the leader of this group right now in this moment? I don't really think that. I don't feel that. That's not how I'm, or this other person is sort of, I want to do what they're doing. So I'm going to be a follower in this scenario with these people. And so I'm curious about context as well in terms of getting a lot of feedback in certain contexts and not getting feedback in other contexts. Does that change your feelings of leadership, which I guess from Amber's perspective, we're hearing absolutely. Blake, I'm curious, like, what do you think about that, like, switch of perspective?
Yeah, for sure. I think context is hugely important when it comes to how I think about leadership. I probably have the opposite view where at work, I don't particularly feel like much of a leader necessarily, certainly not consistently, I would say. And then a lot of things in my personal life that I'm passionate about, part of why I'm passionate about it is because I care a lot about, whether it's golf or something else, and I'm so obsessive about it that other people sort of assume that I have more information than they do, which kind of puts you in a leadership role. I think in addition to the context piece, there's also another aspect that we're kind of touching on where sometimes leadership is about getting things done and pushing a task forward, and sometimes leadership is about the relationship building and the shepherding along of people. And those are sort of two different aspects of it that are really context dependent, I think. I'm personally more comfortable with leadership when it's more of a relationship building type of thing, and probably less comfortable when it's more task oriented. And I don't know if that's just, my historic roles at work, or if it's a personality difference, or where I choose to invest energy, but those are the parts of being a leader that I'm sort of more interested in and probably more comfortable with. Those two things are probably related, but
Yeah,
yeah, I think it's a
exactly.
different way to think
Yeah.
about it too.
Yeah.
I agree
So,
with that completely. And can I just add, like, just thinking about, I was just thinking about like a DrupalCon situation where, okay, maybe at one point for 45 minutes, I'm at the podium and I'm speaking, and that's a sort of leadership activity. But then later in the hallway, that gives me, people can approach me or I can approach others, and I switch, my context has changed, and now I'm more in relationship building mode and hearing from people and talking to them and seeing how I can introduce them to other people, make connections, or just see, what their needs are. So I'm thinking about it more just even during this conversation. I'm thinking like, you're either a leader and maybe and that activity can change depending on your context, or you're a bystander and you're completely just, you may be physically present in a space, but you're not, you're just there and you're not doing anything intentional. And so I guess I do think of myself as a leader because contrasted to a bystander, which I am definitely not, I'm always engaging in some way. Or thinking about something, like I have that mindset, or I'm doing something that's intentional in a certain context, which also is exhausting, but is like that's my mindset in especially in a group situation.
So we're getting close to time, so I want to start wrapping up. And with that, what I want to ask is, I mean, we've talked about scenarios where don't feel like a leader, do feel like a leader. Do you want to be a leader? It's like, and again, is that like a contextual thing? Like, I want to be a leader here, but I really don't actively don't want to be a leader in these other contexts. Is that a thing, or is it like I would just like to be a leader more and have more agency in that way, or something generally in your life? How do you fall on that scale?
I will say there are certainly times where I don't have any interest in any sort of leadership whatsoever when it comes to parts of my life, like things like the PTO at my daughter's school. I'm happy to not engage with if I don't have to. But for me, it largely depends on how I'm going to define leadership. And I think if we're talking about being actively engaged in relationship building and pushing along a process or project that I care about, if being engaged in that and helping things move forward is being a leader, then absolutely I'm more interested in improving those skills for the things that I'm actively invested in and involved with. But also, like Amber's saying, it can be really tiring to do that all of the time. So I think it's important to have some things that you're not quite as driven by that let you unplug and tune out.
Yeah, I would like to be more discerning about what I'm, I like I said, like it's sort of my default mode is to take charge. And like I said, that can be exhausting because then I just end up super busy and the things that I would really like to be doing are left by the wayside. So, yeah, I would like to improve my leadership discerning skills. Like, I would like to be more intentional and set boundaries and be more choosy. And the places where I would like to maybe transition out of, I would, like to be more of a train the trainer sort of a role. If anything, like facilitate other people stepping up. That's what I would like to improve on is not spreading myself so thin.
Yeah, protecting energy is, I mean, just generally a thing that we all need help with in this society, I think, for sure. I will say for myself that I, being in roles of authority doesn't require leadership, but it is a responsibility that I feel, particularly at work, then I do need to do that. But it's not, it's like a separate, it's not a separate thing, but it's a different bucket of intent and energy than my authority role is. Like I could be a CEO all day long and not touch leadership in my mind. But I feel the obligation to it and the desire for it. I mean, in the sense of I want to cultivate the kind of company I want to work for. And so in order to do that, I have to do that, right? Like I have to be part of that process. I can't just sit back and assume everything's going to go the way I want it to go. But then, yeah, there are other aspects of my life where I do want to rest. And also, honestly, like there are just places where I want to be inspired by someone else. Like I want to, because that's an exciting energy too, And like that's such a cool thing to find a person or a group of people typically that really just have such cool stuff going on that really inspires me. And then I'm like, yes, I want to do what you're talking about. Tell me what to do here or show me the way. That's a super regenerating thing. So I feel like I need both, right? I need to have that, which helps give me energy for taking on the times where people are looking to me for that. Because, so it's like an energy flow that kind of needs to go back and forth. So I think we need to be both leaders and followers in our lives and find like the rhythm and the balance with that. Because you also don't want to just be a follower all the time and never lead. Or maybe some people do, I don't know, but I feel like that creates its own different kind of stagnant energy or something. So being able to follow others, but then, turn around and be like, hey, I've got this really cool thing, and other people get inspired by you, it's just like, it's such a beautiful rhythm. So I think having both is super important in our lives.
Yeah.
Well said.
Cool. Well, we should probably wrap it up. I'd be curious to revisit this conversation like in a year. Because we keep having these podcasts and we keep having these conversations and we're reading books and we're talking and thinking about new things, right? And so it's like having this conversation now, and I know Amber and I just did Who Do We Choose to Be, which brought up a lot of this, yeah, you know, leadership thing. And then Dare to Lead is another book sort of on our list. And I think we should probably do that podcast relatively soon. And then keep having this conversation, because it's the kind of thing that I think people just don't really think about very much, try to even define or talk about, unless you are in management or a position of authority.
Right.
Right. It's like, once you're put in a position of authority, now you need to learn about leadership. And I feel like that's a little backwards, right? Like, we should be having people thinking and talking about leadership, and then those people can move into positions of authority. That makes way more sense to me. So I'm super curious for us to keep having this conversation and come back to this, you know, a year from now, after we kind of keep bringing it up and don't let it sort of float away like it often does. So yeah. So thanks for sharing both of your insights on that. Hey, so thanks for listening, and let us know if you have questions, comments, or suggestions for what you'd like to hear more about. You can find all of the various ways to reach us on our website at osiolabs.com. That's osiolabs.com. Also, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast provider of choice. We'll catch you on the next episode.